San Antonio Express News liberal columnist Elena Ayala reports that since Joaquin Castro took the reins of the Hispanic Congressional Caucus in late 2018, it has turned its attention to the negative images and damaging stereotypes of Latinos in movies and books. He, Castro, has become a media watchdog and has tilted the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to address how to affect change. Other media industries are on his back burner, including magazines, Ayala reports. Ayala explains that Castro and the Dems went after Hollywood and then in March turned to the world of book publishing for their pressure campaign. In mid-June, Castro convened 8 members of the caucus and a dozen book publishers via Zoom. Several said it was a first. Of course, it was not a first in general, but Ayala, who makes her living under the concept of a free press protected from government intervention into its messaging, doesn't seem to understand why they might have thought it was a first. It might be seen a first because those who are honorable Americans, as opposed to Marxists of one degree or another, understand that it's not the role of Congress or its caucuses to use power, direct or implied, to push speech politicians favor over speech they do not. It isn't really a first. Politicians always try to interfere with speech freedom, and that's why freedom of the press is in the First Amendment of the Constitution. One thing is sure, the supportive tone of Ayala's story would be opposite if it were a conservative Republican representative leaning on the publishing world to carry more flattering portrayals of, say, Christian conservative Americans. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.